Well, we're back again. Some of the best ice cream in the Upper Cumberland and beyond is made in one of the oldest eateries in our area. As part of our oldest eateries series, I want to welcome a good friend, former county commissioner, leader, Chris Savage of Cream City Ice Cream to the show today. Welcome, Chris.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
What a joy. I haven't seen you since I retired. I don't think maybe I have. I've been by your shop and in your shop. But just want to thank you first for your service and your contribution and what you mean to this community.
Well, thank you.
And we're going to talk about you today.
Okay.
And your business. So I was telling you off air, we're going to do a Billy Graham type thing. We're going to talk about who are you, where'd you come from, talk about your growing up, formative years, your faith, your family, your friends, your whatever, high school, come on up, your business. And we're going to talk, obviously, about Cream City. I'd like to know a lot more as a recent retiree about tourists and visitors and people who are coming into your business every day from all over now, more so. So
okay.
Well, let's start at birth and tell me, who are you?
Well, I am the son of Carol and Sue Savage. I was born in Clay County, Tennessee, in Salina.
Okay, Salina, yeah.
When I was a year old, my parents moved to Nashville. That's where I spent my youth.
Didn't know that.
grew up in Nashville. Went to McGavick High School, mm-hmm. and at the time was the largest school in the state.
Yeah.
It was really really neat to go to school there, which makes me fond for Cookeville High School because it's large.
It is.
And it doesn't scare me. All three of my kids went to school there, and I thought it was great. A lot of people are scared of it.
That would be threatening, though, for a lot of people.
It would be, and I understand
in
that.
Just what it is.
Yes. Yeah. Then I knew I wanted to be an engineer, so went to Tennessee Tech.
Okay.
Went to school, enjoyed Tennessee Tech way too long, my wife will tell you, to get my degree in civil engineering.
But it takes a while.
And I met her there.
Okay, met your wife at Tech.
Brother and sister dorms, we did stuff together years ago. You know, back then, dorms were male and female.
That's right. And neither the twain shall meet.
Absolutely. you went through a security gate.
That's right.
Signed
check
in.
Check in, check out.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
Curfew.
Yes, curfews and, security guards around the ladies' dorms.
That's right. That's right. No.
So that's where we met at Tech. Fell in love, got married, 1989.
Okay.
In fact, August 5th is when we celebrated 36 years being married.
That's great. Great. Congratulations. Sympathies to her if it's like my wife. But
absolutely.
Condolences, but you're doing good, son. Okay.
Yes. And we loved Cookeville. She was from Crossville.
Okay.
We loved Cookeville and decided to stay here. She graduated before I did.
Okay.
And so she had a good job. Really didn't want her to give up her job.
Mm-hmm.
But just for me to get a job. So we stayed here. I commuted.
Yeah, sure.
For almost 10 years. I worked in Lebanon.
Yeah, sure.
Smithville, Manchester, and even Jamestown.
Okay.
As an engineer, circumstances led me to, I started a painting business.
Wow.
In the early 2000s. I've been doing that for over 20 years.
I think that's where, obviously that's where I first met you in 2004.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. You still have your painting business,
yes,
with your ice cream.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Karen is the brains of the operation for Cream City. I'm just shoulders down.
That's all right, buddy.
we have our roles. We work. It's a family business. All three of our kids worked in there.
Okay. So you have three children.
Three children. Yes.
Where are they today?
They are all currently in Cookeville. My oldest is Caleb. He's 30. He's a nurse practitioner at Tennessee Heart.
That's great.
Super proud of him. He lives next door to me. He's married with two kids, a four-year-old and almost two-year-old.
We were just talking with Randy Adams a while ago. Yes. Nothing like being a grandparent.
Nothing like it. And number three, a little girl on the way. My grandson's our chief and preacher.
Huh.
And then so we got, hopefully here at the end of October, we'll be welcoming a third.
Oh, Congratulations, man. That's great. No, like you said, it's someone who we had a child and a grandchild late in life, but it, I've heard people talk about it till you've been there. There's nothing like it.
Nothing like it at all.
You served county commissioner when I met you, or yes, right after that, and you served, you told me, 8 years?
Yes, I served two terms.
How did you, they always say everybody ought to run for office and or be a retail clerk, you know, meet the public and gather. Talk a little bit about your service on the commission and responsibilities and what all you were involved in, anything that comes to mind.
Well, I was blessed to serve 8 years with the commission.
That's great.
It was one of those things of my friends would hear me complaining about stuff, and they just finally said, you know, why don't you do something about it?
Just get on with it.
And so I ran, was lucky, you know, fortunate enough to be elected and reelected once and serve 8 years. Got to serve with, I was in a unique situation. I got to serve a term with Kim Blaylock as county executive.
Then
I got Randy Porter as county executive, then county mayor.
So you were there during not as big a transition. It might be in other parts of the country, but anytime there's a change of leadership, there's a transition, obviously.
It was good.
It was good. I was going to say, you have a team. I mean, we have a team in this county and city and region. So, anything comes to mind, differences of style or whatever? Or I'm not.
Well, you know, the thing about Kim, when she became county executive, the county was in really bad shape. Not a lot of savings.
She was a financial person too.
Yes, and so her focus was really
getting the house in order.
Getting the house in order. And so, you know, and then there was when Randy was elected, there was been phenomenal growth, and it's helped him. He's very conscious of dollars too, but he's had the ability with the growth and his management of those dollars, not just holding them in.
So it was a good trade. It was really a positive. Looking, not talking politics. I'm not talking politics. But just looking back. And, of course, Randy was the our head guy.
VMS.
Worked with Jerry Abston and some of these people, friends of ours. So,
oh, yeah.
Great. So you've had a rich experience as county commissioner.
Yes.
As a small business owner,
yes.
As a father, a grandfather, an engineer, and so it's life's pretty good, Chris.
It's unbelievable. Been blessed. I'm grateful to be here.
Yes,
you're grateful to be on this radio show to talk about this, but just in life in general, I am grateful that I get to live where I live every day. Wouldn't trade Cookeville for any place. I love it. It's a wonderful community.
Well, you know, if you've discovered, you already have, but if you've discovered that this early, you're way ahead, buddy. Because it's great life. It's a gratitude. It's people. It's special. I mean, and I know that sounds trite, or it sounds, you expect an ex-chamber manager to say that, but and I told you I wasn't going to talk, but I lied. I guess I did.
It's
but
okay.
Gloria and I found a home. We moved here in 2004, and had served in some other communities, good communities, mostly in Tennessee, and they're good communities. But this one we knew not many years in that this was going to be home. And it's everything and more.
Yes.
And our big challenge, and we're going to talk about this in some of our segment, how do we keep what's special special as we grow? Well, because that's going to be a challenge. You saw that on county commission. There's decisions that have to be made, but this is segment one. We're going to have two more in a minute. We can really get into some of that. Hobbies or anything when you're not doing everything else you're doing, anything else you like to?
I like to play a little golf. Crazily enough, at 57, I went back to playing slow pitch softball with my son this year.
Oh man, that's so great.
Which was a lot of fun. I hadn't played in 20 years and, you know, only embarrassed myself a few times.
Oh, yeah, that's good. But to have that opportunity with family and the values and just what you're able to do, that's special. You can't put a price tag on them.
Assistant coach for the Avery Trace softball team. My daughter, my second child, is is a chemistry teacher at Cookeville High School.
Oh, man.
Has her master's in education. She's also the Avery Trace Middle School softball coach, and I have the pleasure.
So you're helping her.
I get to work with her and help her.
Oh, man.
Excited about that new field. Hopefully everything's going to be going for us for this spring. We'll be able to play games there.
We have a great school system.
We do.
And we have great teachers, great people, great leaders, county commission, cities. And it's just, it's special.
It is. It
really and there's
is.
Other good places too, but I've never found a place like our community and region.
No, I agree. It's one of those great places. I'm trying to convince my youngest. Chloe Grace, she has her master's in marketing. She has her MBA, but she wants to move to Nashville. So,
well, that's not abnormal. For a little while.
Yeah, for a little while, we got to get her back.
But, you know, that's biblical, and it's, you know, they go away to the big cities. Isn't it nice, though, even if she did, you're how close you are, and it's not the same.
It isn't. But it's one of those things that we, as parents, we have to be willing to do.
Sure, the Bible talks about the fullness of time, and I've learned that, the real way. But in the fullness of time, who knows? You go away and you come home, whatever you do. But that's a good deal. Anything else during this first segment you want to mention? We're going to talk more about your business in present day.
Okay.
And how you got into it. You know, what led you to go from an engineer to, you know, to what you've been doing. And we're going to come right back in just a moment.
All right, sounds great.
Okay. Mr. Cream City and your wife's Miss Cream City. But what a wonderful, we're talking off air, the history and the sign is an icon. We're going to talk about that. But we talked off air. You went to Clay County, met your wife at Tech, engineer, county commissioner, and now you and your wife are the owners of Cream City. Let's give us a little 1, 2, 3 of how you got in the business, what was the idea, what in challenges, opportunities, just anything you want to talk about.
Well, we took over in January of 2013.
Yep.
The business had actually been started in July of 2011.
Okay.
A friend of ours started the business, and for some reason he decided he didn't really want to be into it. He had some other stuff he wanted to do. He's more of an entrepreneur startup guy.
Okay, so this is just one of many things he was looking at.
Yeah,
right?
And so we had the opportunity to purchase the business.
Okay.
And looked at it, and Karen didn't want to do it. She said I was doing enough with the painting, and she had stuff that she was involved with.
So y'all were okay. It wasn't like you were looking for a job or looking for.
Oh, no. No.
You had an opportunity that came about.
Yeah, we had a senior in high school, a freshman in high school, and a sixth grader. And so my wife was like, you know, I've still got a lot of stuff I've got to do with my kids.
I understand that.
But we prayed about it, and we, you know, talked to a lot of folks and decided it was what we wanted to do. And we've not looked back. We've it's hard to believe it's been almost 13 years.
Wow. So, you said the word, you said pray, and I know that, but we're a community of faith.
Yes.
Your faith, your family, it's obvious that you are you're a child of God.
I absolutely am.
And it shows.
Well, thank you.
It's probably the biggest compliment I have paid you.
That's probably the biggest compliment I can receive.
No. Cream City, tell me, we talked about the Cream City sign, and it is truly one of the icons of the marketing icons of not only our community, but our region. Talk about the sign and the relationship and the community and cityscape and all the things that we're doing to preserve and make sure that it stays Cream City. Sam.
Well, it was installed in 1950, so it's 75 years old.
Wow, okay.
We just had a nice celebration with the chamber for the 75th year, a little ribbon cutting. And
that's great.
And had a lot of fun with that. Because of its age, it's not digital. The timers and stuff are mechanical, which a lot of people just never see anymore, and it makes it hard to repair and stuff.
I was going to say it's not easy to maintain and get parts for and things like that.
Yeah, we can't order them on Amazon. They're pretty much custom fabricated, but we have received, Cityscape, has, who maintains the sign, does a tremendous job. They, Farron works extremely hard.
We're very fortunate to have the leadership we have, volunteer and staff at Cityscape.
Yes, and the help we receive from the
county. And the city and the county.
And the city. You know, there again, Randy Porter and James Mills.
Can't say enough.
They're great guys and support Cityscape, which supports us or the sign. But Cityscape received a grant. It's about a $90,000 grant to rewire the sign completely, get it in complete working order. The catch to that is Cityscape has a 25% match, so they're fundraising for that, which we help. We had a big scoop for the sign the first part or the last part of July, and had a great day where we gave all of our proceeds.
That's
all of
great.
Our profit went there for that day.
Well, it's our. I mean, it's part of who we are. Is that
it is part of
the community?
It is
the,
part of
the people who've been here for a while.
Yes, it is part of Cookeville. There's nothing more. It's one of those things when you think of Cookeville, you think of the Putnam County Courthouse, Tennessee Tech, the Depot.
That's right. There's a few icons.
Cream City side.
Cream City's right there.
And I have to throw in Ralph's Donuts. But if you have to name
your
top five, that's going to be, you know, they're going to be top five all the time. So it's a blessing to be a part of that. It's just amazing to me that Cream City is what it is. You know, we're a little ice cream shop beneath the sign. And that's the way we approach it. We know that we are really blessed to have that sign above us.
Well, that's a servant leadership way of looking at things. So you don't own the sign. That's what the sign is, a separate deal. There's a community, but you know it's privately owned.
It is privately owned.
We lease it from the person.
Yes,
from the group.
Yep.
And we got a long-term lease, I'm sure, now with the grants and everything, a longer term. It's not going away.
No, we're hoping for another 75 years of shining over there on the west side.
So I was telling you off air, since I retired, I don't get out nearly as much as I did. But, you know, I'm downtown. I'm riding around. I see crowds. I see people during the day like tourists more than we did. I see people coming into your shop. Talk about that, how that's changing, growing, how your business is doing and all that. It's truly becoming a little destination now.
It's wonderful down on the west side. 13 years ago, there was vacancies around us.
There were.
And now you look at it, all the restaurants. You know, back then, 13 years ago, you had Crawdaddy's, Seven Senses.
That's right.
West Side Deli, which is no more.
That's right.
World Foods.
That's right.
That was about it.
And now JR, I'm doing commercials for friends. J. Albright has purchased is the Blue Pig.
Savor, which I'm
Savor,
excited about.
And now there's going to be another restaurant.
Yes.
And there's just, and then then there's other restaurants. And of course, you got the breweries. And
Red Silo, guys there. You have Fire and Vine, 37
Fire and Vine,
Cedar.
That was.
All the places around through there, Father Tom's, and it's just
Trackside is
another thing with the venue down there and the food trucks. It's really added to it, and it's really neat to talk to a lot of these folks, and they're like, you know, Cream City makes it all special, and I'm just I'm humbled by it. I'm not want to be braggadocious, but it's fun to hear people say that.
Venues and
in the shops, you know, Lux. I think Lux was probably there. Broadway Boutique.
Broadway Boutique's been there.
The Cookeville Visitors Bureau's next to us.
That's perfect.
And I love it. You know,
and the little visitor's shop.
Yes.
You know, I was one of the ones, being an old school kind of guy, originally thought, you know, we need one on the interstate. And that sounds really good, but, you know, it serves both. It's really in the heart of your city where the main stuff is. I mean, there's 50,000 people a day on the interstate, but there's also, we think, 100,000 people in this town every day.
Oh, yes.
And they're coming and going, and so but we're fulfilling more. We used to have a saying, and it's not original, more and more we want to give people less and less of a reason to leave our community and go to Knoxville, Nashville, Chattanooga, Murfreesboro for goods and services. And through West Side is one, the entertainment district. I'm going to leave things out. The hospital, Tennessee Tech, and a lot of other things. We're getting there. I mean, it's really cool. It's cool to be on in downtown on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Absolutely.
And really every night now. We're about out of time for the first segment. I was back in my – I had my helmet on. I was back in the game again.
That's all right. You're working hard.
No, I love my town. Love my community.
Absolutely.
We'll be back next segment talking more Cream City and downtown and Cookeville and Putnam County with Chris Savage. Chris Savage, we're just really getting into it. He's brought back a lot of great memories from yours truly. The main subject is Cream City and what a thriving and what a focal point, an icon that institution, that creamery is. So, Chris, I'm going to put your back on. I've been talking too much. So just let's spend some more time on West Side and downtown and the courthouse and Dogwood Park. It's really one downtown.
Yes.
And now we've got all of this apartments and housing. And I know from past experience, most cities are trying to get more people living downtown. Because you get that, then you get grocery and that's what we're doing. So yes. It's exciting. So,
well, that's truly exciting for us. All those nice condos, apartments over there, just
those
across
are
the
nice.
Way. They,
yeah.
They're beautiful. They're coming right along. We're starting to see folks walking around.
So they're leasing now, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
While they're building.
Yes, they have some buildings that are.
How
complete.
Many units are over there? Do you know? It's a lot.
Yeah, I know there's over 100.
Is it really?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's over 100. So it's exciting. It's exciting to see those families that close to us.
I mean, it's like urban. For those that want to live in a bigger place like Nashville, that gives you a small town feel, but a bigger place. Everything's walkable.
Yes.
You can go to Tech. You can go to the hospital. And Dogwood Park. You might want to talk about how that has impacted downtown and your business.
Oh, it's Dogwood Park's great. The growth, you know, the city had the vision.
Yes.
To create a wonderful place there with the amphitheater, the heart of the city playground, the Christmas tree lighting.
Oh.
That goes on the water fountain in the summer. There's just always something going on there, and it's really neat in the summer to see the families that have walked up from Dogwood Park after spending time on the fountain,
yes,
and playing in the water, and they have their stuff
yeah,
and
as a recent grandparent, we were talking about this off air. Isn't it wonderful to have a facility like that where you see all socioeconomic? It's truly a community regional Dogwood Park and the city the. And the fountain. I mean, it is for the community.
Oh, it is, absolutely.
And in the summertime, it is nothing like it.
No, nothing like it. Well, anytime, you know, it's great there in Christmas. You know, the Christmas.
Oh, the Christmas.
Tree. People have to go by there and watch the Christmas tree and the musical performance that it does.
You know, the Christmas parade. This Eldon Leslie, 37 years here as a chamber manager in the city. I think we used to have 30,000, and we probably still. We're one of the largest Christmas parades in the South, and people don't really realize that, even for a town our size.
Oh yeah,
and it's a family in the park and performing arts center. Everything it's all right. It's all compact, like it's designed.
It is. You can always find things to complain about, but you know Cookeville does, and the community, they do a lot of things right. They just always do a lot of things right, like you say that about the parade and other stuff that goes on. It's the same way with the businesses. Our customers are the best customers in the world, and it's really funny because we see folks that come in there, and they're the greatest customers. They're happy, they're in a good mood. They treat our employees. We get compliments all the time about our employees from our customers, and it's just that's our community, And it's really fascinating to see that. And that's what makes one of the things that makes Cookeville so good.
And really, I was just thinking about this. There's a few of y'all, because of your businesses, see this community down there every day.
Yes.
And the events that go on, I mean, it's busy. I mean, there's something happening. And we didn't mention the chamber there. I know 30,000 people in a year go through the Leslie Town Center for events. That number's probably grown. I forgot how many events, 250. So there's usually something in the library, and yes. I'm leaving things out, but there's just something going on all the time. So it's alive.
It is, very much, very much. And it's just wonderful to be a part of.
So we just need to keep on keeping on. And and the city, I know they've announced, but I don't have the – they're going to expand Dogwood Park. I mean, there's going to be even more opportunities there for our citizens.
Yes. Right?
I don't know the details, but I know they I don't know how much acreage
what the plans are either. But there's always something. We're excited about the parking lot the city bought, or the lot that the city
yes.
bought. It's going to be parking. I think that will be a huge benefit for all the folks downtown.
You know, we're fortunate that that part of our county is fairly flat land. So
yes.
you've got ways, you know, eventually one day you're going to see a parking garage or something, but we've been able to satisfy through some, you know, planning and management, some and expansion. We put that wolf's at our door, but it's we put it off a while.
Yes,
by having to build it because there's that multi use, but it's 7 days a week there, and the churches have stayed up. A lot of them stayed downtown.
Yes.
That's very important.
Yes, it is.
But anything else about your business or what you see? We're going to come back and talk more about it in the next segment, but. We have had two segments. I got to be sure.
I think we're on three.
Is this it? Is this the last?
This may be the
okay.
last.
Okay. You're laughing. I've done that before where I was having so much fun, I forgot which segment we were on.
I can't. Cream City is just a huge blessing for us. And I say that over and over again. And I don't want to seem artificial about it, but I'm really amazed at the success that we've had there because of our customers and our community.
You know, we were talking last time we met with another leader. This community just does things right.
I
mean, we try to do things right. That doesn't mean we're always successful, but I'm talking planning, the county commission, the city, downtown, trying to go, for instance, those parallel, the big trucks were sticking out. It was parallel parking. I know that's
amazing,
but
it's great.
It's helped. It's opened up. It's really made it safer and it's made it better. But even though if you're an old bird like me, not used to parallel parking, it's a challenge.
I think that's been a huge benefit.
And
that
now
section
I know I'm getting this is not a segment on West Side, but it's you're right there in the middle. We're doing a three-way stop there, and that was needed because it's
yes.
confusing to people especially out of town.
Yes, and there's so much traffic from that parking lot. There's so much pedestrian traffic that really does make a difference.
Yep,
for sure, because that's where the bike trail ends as well.
Oh, we hadn't even talked about that. I love the rail trail. It's long term. That's going to be something as we build. It won't happen in my lifetime, but you know we're going to try collectively to go 40 miles from the Caney Fort River to Monterey.
Yes,
and what that would do for our community for tourist attractions. So you know we're really talking about the future, and what's the old joke? The old joke: if you don't make God laugh, tell him your plans. But still,
yes.
We as mortals have to plan, and we've been talking about some of these plans, but. Spend a little more time. Where are you going? Where is your family going? Where's your wife? As best you can tell.
Well, we try to enjoy every day, and
that's a blessing.
As we get older, we think about working less, but we don't. we still work. That's just, we're still young, so we're still, we've got a lot of work yet to do. With Cream City, we try to improve on what we're doing, constantly trying to be better. Over the we've made subtle changes over the years. A few years ago, we started making our own waffle cones, made a huge hit. We introduced different products over the years. Just to, we're still an ice cream shop, but we now
but
have
you're more than that.
I understand.
You're an institution.
That.
I mean, it's
We had a fun thing last year. We introduced ice cream flights for the folks that, you know, that was a big thing, kind of a play on the folks that go out and the wine flights and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And we do ice cream flights where you can sample four, and it's a lot of fun.
That's
for folks.
Great. That's great. Yeah.
It's great for a couple. They come in and share four different flavors. And then we do ice cream nachos. We're looking at a couple other things in that neighborhood of trying to be unique, be fun. An interesting thing that we've met about that's going to be happening is there is a book, Tennessee Tech, has a book called Ellie's Ice Cream Mystery.
Huh.
And there's going to be some really cool things around town, around the west side and around town.
Oh, man.
With dealing with the book. And so there may be, I don't want to give too much away about the book. I don't know how much I can say or can't say. But there may be a special scoop or for dealing with Ellie's ice cream. She's a little elephant who comes and gets ice cream with her mother. Gets lost in Cookeville, and her mother has to find her.
Oh, man. Okay. There you go.
And it's a really cute book, but it's more than just coming to Cream City and getting ice cream.
Oh, sure.
Or reading the book. There's going to be some cool things around town.
It's the whole experience there.
It's the same thing we're talking about, the community. It's going to grab all of Cookeville, hopefully.
Chris, God's not through you yet.
I hope not.
I believe that. anything that you can say yet? 8 years on county commission, I would – You've made a tremendous impact personally, professionally, government-wise. Any future plans that you're looking at that you may or may not want to talk about yet? But you don't. I'm not asking you to endorse anything.
I know. There is an opportunity that I'm working on.
Okay.
To get back into government.
Good.
And
good.
Hopefully around the first of the year we can make a definite announcement.
Well, personally, what a joy and what a great experience we had to deal you on the county commission and working in your relationships, and just glad to hear you're thinking ahead and looking ahead, and you're important important to our community. So
well,
I just got a few seconds. Anything else?
Just it's been a joy to be here today. It's to sit down with you again. It was always great
when
we worked together. Today was fantastic as well.
The joy was mine too, I'm sure. Mr. Cream City, Chris Savage, God bless you and good luck in the future.